We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to go back to the playoffs. Well, you're in the playoffs now. This is it. 888-957-9570. It's 2 o'clock, first pitch. About 4 hours away, 6:07. Oracle Park, man,
you're in a zone.
Sellout
right
crowd, yeah. Absolutely, positively will be on hand. The crowd will be loud, and it's official. By the way, it's official. Vin Scully has tweeted out, "This is the most important Giants Dodgers game in their entire histories. This is the biggest Giants Dodgers game." Of all time. That's not coming from me. It's coming from somebody who's been around baseball just a hair longer.
Do we know that for sure? Because it's like an oxymoron. The Vin Scully I think I know and grew up on wouldn't be in the cesspool we call Twitter. So that's probably somebody just running the account.
Vin Scully's on Twitter. He tells stories. Get in the game, goo.
Right.
How about this?
Hey, it
you know
is.
What's funny? You know how great Vin Scully is? Vin Scully's so great that Giants fans can't even hate him.
He did the game, the Cowboys 81, the Ray Ratto game when Ray was in the end zone. He did that game.
Hey, I'm getting a lot of compliments from
Dude, this goes.
I'm going to probably at some point ask you to play it back just because I didn't think I was doing a good job, and I also didn't think I was yelling as loud as. He likes
They're
to
calling
yell.
You Matt
It's getting
Steinsky.
Sent to digital immediately. Yeah. So we'll get on that first.
Hey, Spadone, can we get, before we get out of here, this is a large ask, but the Vin Scully just reading the grocery list and a can of butter, two peas. I mean, the dude is just, he's the GOAT. I didn't know he was on Twitter, Stoney. But it is the biggest game.
No doubt about it. No doubt
You've
about
got
it.
A dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a loaf of bread, a can of frozen orange juice, six small white onions, a green pepper, garlic powder, a package of American cheese, pickles, kosher that is, bananas, cornflakes,
How long
maple
does this go?
Syrup,
I forget.
Toothpaste, paper towels, toilet paper,
till Saturday?
Six bars of soap,
15 seconds.
Hot dogs, quarter pound of chopped meat, steak, lamb chops, package of spaghetti, three apples, bologna, cottage cheese, a pound of butter. 2 ears of corn, beer, ketchup, peanut butter, soy sauce, and a half a pound of coffee.
The bologna gets me every time.
Now what? Did somebody ask him to do that?
Or did you hear the pitch in the background? Like the man, that's the GOAT.
Yeah, did he say a can of butter?
And six onions. No, that's bad. Steiny, you're a legend now with the Shasky impression.
Oh.
You've been working on it, and I appreciate imitation is the best form. What is it?
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
I don't know if sincere is in there.
I think so.
Nah.
Spadoni's giving me a
imitation is
up.
The sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I say it different.
George Kontos was on with the Morning Roast yesterday, and he was asked about how much confidence he has in Logan Webb. Take a listen to what he said.
Well, the kid hasn't lost since May 5th, so that brings me a ton of confidence just in that stat. But every time he toes the rubber, it looks like he's getting stronger. And he's another guy that falls into the same category as Camilo Doval that we just talked about. But I think that time frame was a little bit longer. Last year, you saw the flashes of how good Logan Webb could be. But it was very inconsistent. It'd be a couple good ones, a couple bad ones, a couple more bad ones, a good one here. This year, it looks like he's really just figured it all out, and he now knows and believes that he belongs in the big leagues. This guy doesn't even think that he belongs in the big leagues anymore. He's on the path to being a future ace, and in the near future because of what he's done. He pitched the biggest game of his life in game 162 and went out and shoved. I don't even care about the runs he gave up in the eighth. Those first seven innings, one run, were fantastic, and it showed just what he's made of.
Who invented shove? That's fairly recent. I would say that's within the last 8 years. Would you agree with that? I believe I heard it first.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. But everybody uses it now. Yeah. I'm just wondering who invented it, because it's like,
you got to Google it.
Put it this way. Whitey Ford didn't shove.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nolan Ryan never shoved. They didn't call it that.
Whitey, shut up.
Can I say this, though?
What?
They're saying he hadn't lost since May. Mm-hmm. That's like an NBA player, Steph, 10 games of 40. Mm. Like, at some juncture, it's got to come back to, you know what I mean? And that's the only thing I don't like about tonight. You're asking this kid to do it again.
That's one of the things I struggle with you.
The reality?
No. If you're scared it's Logan Webb, who's been great up until this point. But if it were somebody who weren't great up until this point, then you'd be like, and we got our worst pitcher on the mound. Like, there's no pitcher that you could be like, yes, I feel good now.
Well, no, he's been so dominant, and now you're asking him to go do it again.
Right.
What are the odds? Tom Cruise against all odds. The odds got to be the Dodgers are going to get something off of him.
Why?
Oh, man, I need
why would you say that?
I'm hitting BevMo on the way home.
Why would you say that? Because he's like a really, really good pitcher.
Yeah, he's in a zone.
Do you ever say this? Like, boy, Tom Brady's been really good, but how long can it last?
Well, that's different. Yeah.
It is, but I'm trying to make a point.
It's the reverse devil tongue.
Yeah, you got to lose that.
If I'm the Dodgers, I'm like, we got this kid right where we want him. We leave here, they'll be bleeding for months.
They couldn't get a hit off him in game one.
That's my whole thing. You think they watching the video and just relax. R-E-L-A-X. This is good. I need to gain a start now.
Let's go to Micah in San Rafael. What's up, Micah?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thanks doing well.
Joe, love it. Listen to you every day.
Sweet.
I just decided to bring my TV out into the backyard and put it on the deck and invite some family over tonight.
Wow.
As I was grabbing extension cords to power up my unit,
nice.
I saw an omen, because I'm sure you know, all extension cords pretty much are orange.
Correct.
And they're not just orange, they're giant orange. And I have never to this day see a blue extension cord. It's time to power up.
Wow. That was
that's pretty good.
He did like that. That was off the top.
Although, you know what? I have seen the dark green extension cords.
I got a big yellow one.
Dark green extension. Yeah. Is there any green teams left in the playoffs?
That would be a negative.
That hurts. Come on,
Sam. Well, when the Dodgers wear, the Red Sox wear those hideous, I don't know what, well.
Those are yellow.
Yeah, they got the yellow and the, St. Patty's Day ones.
If you mix them together, they make green. Nah. So, yeah.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy who?
Roy G. Biv.
And that's?
Those are the colors of the spectrum. That's how you remember it.
Roy?
A person's name, Roy G. Biv.
I just thought of
red,
Billy Cunningham,
orange,
too.
Yellow, green.
Blue.
Blue, indigo, violet. Mm-hmm.
Wow, man.
Mm-hmm. You like that, don't you?
The
like
color
that.
Order of operations, like PEMDAS, if you will.
Wait, what?
You know what PEMDAS is, the order of operations in math.
Oh, yeah, I don't
the
know.
Order oh, of operations in math? I got to take that to Norm. No, he was an engineer in the Navy, Scotty. So
oh, was he?
Yeah, he loves numbers.
What do engineers do?
Build stuff.
I thought that's a construction worker.
Well, build stuff, not outside, inside.
Engineers mostly do the schematics for it, correct?
Like, he's a mathematician.
So mechanical engineer.
So he knows what he's doing. He knows his way around a blueprint.
All that. Oh, he would bring him home. And I would get...
So he brings up rolled up paper all the time in those poster
I can't
carriers.
Say what I'm about to say.
It sounds
Peterson.
Like you're gonna.
I used to get spankings if I didn't remember my timetables. Like 12 times... I would have...
Right.
Seriously. Like, I would get reprimanded if 12 times 11 wasn't one... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if I don't know nothing, I know math, and it's why I gamble.
What happens when your unit is defective?
Pops, I hope you ain't listed. I dived him out.
How often does he listen?
Every now and again.
So it's like,
you and Stinny, you driving Stinny crazy? Like, yeah.
My dad's like, who's that guy you work with again?
He called me the ethnics when he was in here. Remember me and Bonte?
I can't believe we survived that.
But that's what he meant.
But that's what I was talking about with John Gruden.
He was trying
Gruden.
To be politically correct. And that's why I gave
and
him
And then he said the worst thing he can say.
Well, no. what did I do wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, Pops had me.
People laughing at Guru, they build stuff indoors. What is that?
I think they do pipes and stuff.
Yeah, that part of it, too.
Probably knows how to fix a radiator, for example. All right, 888-957-9570. Taking predictions for tonight's ball game, and I'm keeping track like we used to do when we predicted football scores. I got my pen and paper out. And
I got the lineup ready, too.
I already got one on the text line saying 8-2 Giants with Darren Ruff with the home run. Of course, he didn't put his name on it. But 888-957-9570. Me, I got 3-1 Giants tonight. 3-1 Man. Giants. Webb gives you 6. Gives up 1 earned. Bullpen, clean. Clean. And we're headed off to play the Atlanta Braves.
3-1.
Let me just put it. Steinmetz.
And that would start Saturday night, Stoney.
We don't care about that right now. Seriously, you can't. You can't look ahead. So Steinmetz goes 3-1 Giants. And Webb's gonna 6 innings of one run ball.
Well, write mine down.
I am.
2-0 Dodgers. I'm being real.
I know why you're doing that.
No, you.
Yeah, I do. So Guru's 2-0 Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't like this one, man.
Why?
Because everything's gone their way.
No, here's the thing.
And now Vince Scully sends the tweet. This is the biggest game. It is.
How can that? Why does that work against the Giants? Dude, they got the better pitcher.
Can I say
They're
something?
At home.
All right, I'm gonna tell you.
This thing's over.
I'm being real. And don't come across the glass. I can make an argument on a whiteboard right now that the Giants have already won their World Series.
Winning the West, getting
2-2, winning 107. You had Friday night, and now you're asking young Webb to go do it again against arguably one of the fiercest lineups. I just see 2-0. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to be that guy to – I'll have the counseling meeting to say you have nothing to hang your head about, Giant fans. Stoney, I'm serious.
Giants fans, I'll tell you right now, 888-957-9570.
Somebody said, fire me now.
Exactly. Well, you deserve.
Well, then you want me to be a homer.
No, you deserve.
We don't do that.
You deserve to get hammered over that take.
I'm objective.
Well, but you're wrong. If they lose tonight, it's going to be devastating.
For the meantime, Terry McMillan, great book. In the meantime. But it'll subside, and then when you think about this season in totality and they put that CD together, they don't need to do CDs. You know what I mean.
707 says Giants 5-2, by the way. Posey and Ruff going yard. Okay. Man, this is great.
Listen, look at you.
I love it.
This is what we live for.
Yeah. And tonight is the kind of day or game where I do like just being an observer because it's tough being a fan. It's tough being a fan.
You did your Shasky.
You know, the one thing you want to do, here's what I've always, when it's a big game, the best thing that can happen is Giants get 2 in the first or something like that, and they get up early. That way, the crowd is into it from the get-go, and it will be into it probably the whole game. You get behind, then the crowd gets tight.
Yeah, then the Pfingster muscles and everything.
Right. Yeah. Then the guys, then the fans get a little tight. And when you're tight, you don't make as much noise because you're biting your fingernails, you're clenching your fists.
Yeah.
You're open for the best. So the greatest closeout game I've ever seen in terms of just a flat-out three-ring circus of fun was when the Warriors knocked off the Mavericks during the We Believe series in Game 6 at home.
Oh, I was at Chili's in the
I remember. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Warriors were up like 5 at half.
Warriors.
The crowd was going. And then they started the second half, and they went on like a 26-4 run. And it was like 18 minutes of a full-blown fraternity party.
Oh, man.
It was unbelievable. And there was no, you know, everybody was no doubt about the outcome. The Warriors were going to win. They just pulled the biggest upset in history. And you didn't have to sweat it out.
Wow.
You didn't even have to sweat it out.
I was in Chili's, Stani, and you would have thought we were at Oracle. It was war. Everything during the timeouts. You could hear it in the restroom. You ever get so much hate from an individual on text or social media to where you feel like you know the person? Well, I got one. AC from the Haystack. That's Hayward Stani. He got mad at my prediction, but people, it was reverse devil tongue. You predict the Dodgers so the Giants will win. And what's the meme where the guy putting this thing on his head like he's using his brain?
Right.
That's what I'm doing. Right. Shasky tweeted about you, I guess they're saying. I guess he got to him. He heard about it.
Eddie. Oh, Eddie yeah. And Vallejo. What's up, Eddie? Get on Goo here.
I guess Goo just kind of explained it, but I was wondering if he needed a hug because he's feeling himself and kind of scared about our Giants. Thinking maybe he needs a little backyard boogie to get his groove on.
Oh, yeah.
And go for our boys.
No, I'm rooting for the Giants. I don't like the – everything has gone perfect. Like, all good things – Gone with the Wind. It came to an end. It was a great class. I watched it a
few
times.
Every movie comes to an end.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Every good
Frankly,
song.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
But, all right, Stani. The odds are the Giants are going to figure Webb out. That's what scares me. Read that lineup again. You went Betts, Seager, Turner.
I can't believe you're pulling
Will this. Smith. No, I'm being real. If I'm I need a drink. No, seriously, you guys are playing like this is nothing what they've done.
I just what more do the Giants have to do to convince you?
I told you nothing. So if they don't win tonight, I know they'll be hurt.
You're digging
yourself
further.
But I'm gonna say this was a great season.
Yeah, he's digging himself further, isn't he? Bay Area.
Into what?
You're just
asked my prediction. You don't want me to lie? We don't never. I've been with you 4 years and never lied. Well, I did lie to you one time. It was off air. But
when?
I said I couldn't make something I could have. But other than that, Stani, I ain't never lied to you. You don't want me to say, oh, yeah, come on. We don't do that. I just feel like the odds are in the Dodgers' favor of finally solving this giant mystery, slaying that dragon, and leaving town like we finally got you when it mattered most. I hate I'm scoring like that.
I tell you what, and I don't like what you're saying either, to tell you.
But you're starting to come
no,
around.
No, I'm not. I told you. I think the Giants are going to win tonight. I absolutely think the Giants are going to win tonight.
Okay.
To the point where I don't bet, but if I did, I would definitely bet on the Giants. Absolutely.
It's another bad analogy. When the Warriors blew that 3-1 lead and Draymond got suspended, going into Game 7, did you still feel like you do about the Giants? Oh, the Warriors are going to win this. They're at home.
I did. Yeah, I thought the Giants – I thought the Warriors
were
going to win Game 7.
I was the guy saying the fact that it's being – you know what I mean? Like, they're on a roll. I just – I'm rooting for Webb. I just – this would be – I'm telling you, Stani, he wouldn't be mad bum, but this – he. I'm telling you, his – we heard our guy Flem. This would be something incredible.
Right, but you don't have any faith in him.
What did I predict? 2-0?
Well, you predicted that
reverse devil
asking
tongue.
Him to
yeah.
shut down the Dodgers
it's a hard,
two games.
It's a big ask. I'm not saying I don't want him to do it. That's different. I'm rooting for the Giants. I want to go to a parade.
Chris is in Napa. What's up, Chris?
Hey, this is Kurt, actually.
Oh, hi, Kurt. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Hey, actually, I'm a Dodgers fan and just wanted to bring something to your guys' attention. So, 2019, same exact scenario, Dodgers lost to Washington. So tonight's game, win or lose, is going to secure Dave Roberts' legacy with the Dodgers.
Wow.
All the pressure's on Dave Roberts, man. Us Dodgers fans were rooting for him, but he's made some iffy decisions, and this one is no different than the ones he's done in the past.
You're talking about Knebel starting.
Yep.
Do you like it as a Dodger fan?
Nope.
Wow, I'm with you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Kurt.
Appreciate it. You talk about me digging it.
I don't know what he's doing and who signed off on this. They already don't like. Let's not act. The Dodgers had actions at two or three rings. They choked. And you could put it at Robert's doorstep. Steiny, I don't know what he's doing unless there's an injury we don't know about. I think we'll find that on the telecast to Urias. There is no way in hell you go feed this dude to the Giants.
We'll see. We'll see. And we'll see if Kapler reacts to it in any way. We still don't have that Giants lineup, do we?
Can I give you mine real quick?
Kapler's baffled. He's baffled, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I give you my? You don't want me to read mine.
Go ahead.
Okay. Leading off, Lamont Wade Jr., right field. Batting second, Brandon Crawford is shortstop. Chris Bryant playing left field. Longo playing third, batting fourth. Posey batting fifth, catching. Darren Ruff at first base. We wish it was Brandon Belt. And batting seventh, Duggar in center. And eighth, Donnie Barrels playing second. Because LaStella. Whatever's going on with the Achilles, you can't play. I didn't like that. And I know they want him out there. I heard Willard, but I don't. You can't play this one.
Longoria's not hitting cleanup.
Why? He's the reason you won the last game you won.
It's 2-for-14.
And what one of them was a game-winning homer. Dude, I just can't.
I mean, I'm with you.
The other day you were like, Longo won that game, goo.
He did.
Now you're saying he shouldn't bat fourth?
No, he shouldn't bat fourth.
Oh, man.
He should bat seventh or eighth.
I can't wait for it to come out.
Sometimes I look at the Giants lineup and I'm like, damn, they got some hitters. Like, that lineup is nothing to scoff at. Crawford, MVP candidate. Chris Bryant.
On fire.
Just a star.
All right.
Posey, Hall of Fame. Longoria, you know, struggling a little, but a legitimate power hitter. Ruff.
Okay. So where would you have Posey in my lineup? I'd have him fourth.
But that's just me. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Daly City. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
Good. I just wanted to chime in on the question that was just asked, and I don't agree with Dave Roberts, but I know why he's doing what he's doing.
Why do you think he's doing it?
Break it down.
I think he's trying to take away the Giants' strength of kind of playing half a game right-handed and half a game left-handed. Now, if you can get, you know, Canavis through two innings and then get Urias to go, like, innings 3 through 7,
yep.
The lefties are basically not in play,
right?
Unless you want to waste them all in the first two innings.
Yeah, no, and I think, I mean, that's obviously the logical reason. Thank you so much for the call.
But good hitters can hit both pitcher right
but
or left.
But that's not who the Giants are. The Giants aren't that team. The Giants are a team that plays the numbers. They like to bat lefties against righties and vice versa. But that's the thing. I mean, people are saying, I don't like it. It's a bad move early. Let's wait and see what happens.
If the Giants got we've done nothing today, we've pointed out that the Giants got the pitching edge going into this game.
The Giants have the guy they want
no doubt.
On the mound. The Giants have this game at home at Oracle Park.
Yeah. Everything is here. We go
exactly,
and they
exactly.
You know what I don't like, and why I made my prediction is they split last time they were here.
Right.
So Dodgers won the last playoff game here at 3rd and King, so they're comfortable.
Okay. I mean, they played each other 23 times this year. So
that's crazy.
All right, 888-957-9570. Got one more segment. Going to get you ready for tonight's Game 5, 6:07 first pitch. And I'll open up the phone lines. Where are you watching the game? Who are you watching it with? And give me a superstition. You got a superstition heading into Game 5? 888-957-9570. The segment was brought to you by Comcast West. See if I can do something.
My game five tonight, let's go! Let's go, Giants, Logan Webb! You take the mound tonight, you dominate! Dominate! Arias, you're scared! You're scared! That's why Robert's taking it. Yeah, let's go! Let's go!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It gets better when you hear it again.
Yeah.
You had it. You've been studying Shasky. You had his cadence. Damn, let's go.
If they win tomorrow, tonight, they got to play that all day, all morning.
Funny little text here from the 510. Fellas, I hate to break your heart, but my mom has a blue extension cord. Remember the guy calling?
Yeah, totally.
He said, his mom has an orange extension cord.
I could not care less.
Thanks, Rick.
Do you know the Cardinals fired their coach, their manager?
Yeah.
What the hell?
God.
I won 100 in a row.
Win a World Series? Get the hell out of here. It's pretty simple.
All right.
I mean, there may be a manager fired tonight if they lose. I'm talking about the Dodgers, obviously.
I'm not coming for Rennell's job. I know I do a good job of introducing the lineup, but.
What are you talking about?
When I did my lineup, batting second.
Where does Rennell have, where did she come from?
The text line, but she does the lineups for the Giants.
USC's in need of a coach.
No, Steiny.
Do you think John Gruden will
Rennell,
coach again?
The legend.
Yeah, I know who Rennell is.
Well, they were comparing me reading the lineup to her doing it tonight.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Well, she does it great.
Hey, this is from John Dickinson, our very own John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game's Giants reporter.
What do you got?
I'll tell you what JD's
lineup?
Got. According to JD, the Giants are waiting on Tommy La Stella's pregame workout and batting practice.
And you can't play.
Before announcing the lineup to see how his Achilles feels. According to JD, JD's saying it sounds like La Stella's going to start versus Knebel if he's healthy enough. And, of course, knowing that he probably won't need to finish the game. Also, Gabe Kapler stating what I think we all knew. Alex Wood and Kevin Gausman both available to pitch tonight. That, again, is according to Gabe Kapler.
They know how to hit Gausman. So if he comes in, that's already a bad. You know what? I'm going to be positive, Pete. That's a bad sign. But it ain't like, oh, here comes the Dodger killer.
Yeah, you've been all over the map today. You've really confused a lot of
people. I want to be wrong. Yeah.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy's in Sonoma. Hey, Kathy.
Yeah?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello?
You're on, Kathy.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Kathy.
Oh,
one
okay.
More time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
No, I just want to, I just tuned in a few minutes ago, and I don't know if, I'm sure other people feel the same way about this, but I think we flipped to odds because we won game three, and again, 1-3, and now we're going to win game five, and we're going to take the series in 2021, so we flipped to the odds.
Wow.
Right.
That's Kathy.
That's exactly right, Kathy. Appreciate
it. I didn't even think it. 1-3-11.
They're going to win in 21, 23, 25. That's right, Spadone.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
2-0 Giants now. With
who?
That, which
you
one,
can't.
Game 1, 3, and 5 being the final, I'm going 2-0 Giants. You played that or Spadoni played it?
I don't play the. Like,
you got the buttons. Why? So do I. I ain't into that tech stuff.
I only play the legitimate sound.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, George Kontos on tonight's ball game. He was with the morning show yesterday. Listen to what he said about the Giants have. Are they playing with house money?
You know what? When you have nothing to lose, it makes you a very dangerous team. When you have nothing to lose, if it's just we lose this game and go home, then you're coming out swinging, and that's the best way to be. And I think that when you get everybody on the same page of putting egos to the side, which I think this Giants team has done such a fantastic job of doing. No one is bigger than the team. And I think that's what's made their success so prevalent this year. You know, you got to go in, you got to stay loose, you got to play good fundamental baseball. And it's inevitable that someone's going to strike out, someone's going to give up a base hit. And what can the guy right behind him, next man up, how can he pick him up and pick the team up? And I think that's the motto, and that's what this team has, and that's what our team's had in 2012.
That's George Kontos.
Does a good job on
preying
the post.
Hey, thank him.
He got hair like you, Steiny.
Hey. 510, I like this one. Blue extension cords, they're only good up to 60 feet, but they break down when they have to be 162.
I don't think
feet.
I've ever
what
seen a
blue.
What's
going on here?
Well, what he's saying is because the Dodgers won a 60-game playoff, or he or she.
Extension cords bring up bad news.
Why? What happened?
No, just when I was young.
Did you get shocked?
Parents from the South.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Todd Concord. He's back excited for Game 5. Hey, Todd. What's up, Todd?
Fellas.
What's up, baby?
I'm so pumped.
Yeah, it's hard not
for
to.
For this game, I'm so pumped.
Where are you watching it, Todd?
I'm so invested in this. I wanted to watch it at the local Ed's Mudville in Clayton.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm going to try and make it there tonight so I can kind of sneak in the Eagles because my Eagles are playing tonight. But okay. I feel like I'm so superstitious, I can't even veer off. I can't distract myself from this game. I've got my own superstition on all this. I've been so invested 90% of the season. Like, I have to intentionally watch.
Look at
unintentionally watch because I feel like sometimes I'm on my own hex. Oh my God, the implications. I don't know why people are talking about this win, lose, or draw. It's all good. No! Heck no! We want to win!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Todd, you be careful out there tonight at Mudville. I think I've been there once.
I wouldn't remember if I was in Mudville.
I believe it's like in a little bit of a shopping plaza area. It's brown on the outside.
Most places are.
No.
Yeah,
most they look like mud on the outside. Mudville.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one, Fedone.
I think, Rob Parker. Who was he on with? Was he on with the morning show?
Missed him.
Yes.
You know how
what
everybody.
What page are you looking at over there?
Rob Parker.
Oh, wow. Let's hear what he was on.
What's the soundboard that you're looking at?
I tried to get him on our show.
I think he had the right one.
Sorry, Spadoni. The great baseball podcast.
You don't think
podcast.
I have the right one? It says Rob Parker.
No, he was on.
Predicted the Giants game on 10/13. Should we try it?
Yeah.
Now, this is the guy everybody can't stand because he gamote. Called Curry the Gamote.
He's the Gamote.
All right, here's Rob Parker. I don't know what he's going to say, but let's take a listen.
I still pick the Giants. I still like the Giants in this situation. They have persevered all year. People thought they were never going to get to this point, that at some point they were going to give it up to the Dodgers. It never happened. Of course, a one-game playoff is basically scary, but if you're a Giants fan, you should believe in your team, and they have the game at home, and they could get this thing done. And in the postseason, they've shut the Dodgers out twice in the 4 games, so I would feel good. You should feel good going into a Game 5 that it's in San Francisco, not in L.A.
There you go. There you go, Giants fans. That's Rob Parker.
He's the Gamote.
That's good, man.
What was the M for again?
Greatest mirage of
mirage.
All time.
Oh, my God.
He said that about Brady, too.
Mudville Grill is in the heart of Clayton across from the park. Maybe it wasn't Clayton.
Mudville.
Is it not Clayton? Yeah. Clayton, I know, is where they have a
I may go to the Pepper Trees, Daddy.
Are you going to have a couple tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to need it.
I got a tricky night. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to figure this out, but
long as you'll be tuned in. Well, tomorrow it's going down.
Gathering timber, no doubt about
that's
it.
That's nice.
I have to be from 7 to 8:30. I'll definitely be in front of the game. But then at 8:30, I'm going to have to go in my car and make a pickup or two.
Well, you can have the earbud or
My ear's too small. I'll have the MLB app.
Okay, there you go.
For sure.
Listening to Vern. I mean, Vern. Dave.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this, but look who's on hold. Vern in Fremont. What's up, Vern?
Hey, man, it was a little quiet mistake. It's actually Burns from Fremont.
What's
but,
up, Burns?
I just wanted to wish the Giants a great night tonight on behalf of the 2,400 A's fans. You know, we're all rooting for you guys.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. Oh, and I'll tell you why. Check this out. Early in the season, I put some bucks. When the season started, I put some ducats on the Dodgers to win the World Series. No lie. June 26th, I think the Giants beat the A's on some crazy night. I threw some money on the Giants to win the division and the Giants to win the World Series. Tonight, I'm telling you, man, Giants fans, don't sweat it. Cash in on that run line. It's plus 190 tonight.
Sit back and relax.
Jump on that run line and have some fun tonight with those Giants. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a nail biter. Yeah. I do not think it's going to be a nail biter. Giants are at home. That crowd is just too pumped up. It's on tonight.
Yeah, that's
plus 190.
You think Vern's going to liquidate all assets, Goo?
Yeah, it sounds like he already had. I wanted to ask him how much he's getting back if the Giants do this. That's got to be a pretty
no penny. Chance. That guy was an A's fan, by the way.
I don't think A's.
But
A's
why
fans,
would he lie?
A's fans
because he took a shot at him.
Yeah,
because he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Nice
plus 190 went down. It was plus 210 when Dibs and I did LAA. Hey,
Los Angeles Angels.
No, I hate that. They're California Angels. But liquidate all assets. Episode 23.
Yeah, how's that going?
12,000 views.
That it?
If you see compared to everything else up there, about 1,500. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Those days are gone.
You miss Dibs, Snotty? I do.
You think he's listening?
He said he's a P1.
What would his package look like?
I want him to grade your Shasky. I'll text him.
Robert is in Richmond. Hey, Robert, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I was just calling to give you guys a tidbit on Ed's Mudville. It's just like a little yuppie bar in Clayton.
Oh, I'll fit in.
They have yuppie bars in Clayton?
I got a sweater.
I thought Clayton was like kind of not cowboy, but like
San Ramon. It's like right up San Ramon area, right?
Not really.
It's in the actual town of Clayton. So Clayton's just this little tiny town right outside of Concord.
Yep. You got to go
680.
Ignacio Valley Road.
Oh, yeah, that's
Ignacio
my area.
Ignacio Valley Road, down past the Lesher Center. And then you go over the big hill. I think it's about 9 miles to Clayton from there.
Not to brag, your boy did an appearance at the 24-Hour Fitness in Clayton back in the day, pre-pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert. Still on? He's got a tidbit about
Clayton. That's where Steph Curry shots.
It's the golf course out in Clayton. Yeah, they got a nice little golf course. Oakhurst.
You
got to
Google it.
Oakhurst out in Clayton. You gonna be in the lab tonight?
I just told you, Pepper Tree.
Will it be jumping,
dude? I'll have a conversation. Will people be Guru because they hear my voice? I say, like, oh, I'm trying to watch the game. Sure. I'm a Dodger fan. Now see,
wow. You believe Spadoni does you like that?
Yeah, that boy, man. He'll get you.
That ain't true!
Right, thank you.
Giants put out their lineup yet?
Man!
They don't have a time limit on this?
And what about if we think you're injured, nice. You're injured. Steiny, I know Willard said LaStella, he wanted him in.
So you would have told Willis Reed, don't you dare leave the locker room back in 71.
Look at his stat line on that night. That's the biggest myth ever.
He only
it was
played
an emotion.
Like 5 minutes.
Right? Yeah. But the story, you think he scored 40.
Ed's Mudville in Clayton is fire. It's a good spot to check out. I think I had lunch there about a year ago.
If you can't remember, it didn't make a mark. Leave a mark. You know what I mean?
No, I was there with a
buddy. I went to BJ's in San Ramon, and I remember that. Oh, man. Chicken Caesar salad, Steiny.
Is that the place with like 700 beers?
And TVs. Yeah. Screens, I call them.
Okay. Okay. 888-957-9570. About 10 minutes left. You want to give us your prediction for tonight's ball game? Are you going out there? How's your day gone? We're going. Can you get in now?
Can you get in on Third King now?
No.
See, that's the problem. Baseball, open that thing up. If it were a football game, you could get in 3 hours before first pitch.
No, you can't. You can't get into Levi's Stadium at 10 o'clock.
Well, they're different. You can't do nothing down there, but the people do. You
can't get into the
Chase
Center.
Raider game?
They don't open up the house for a Warrior game until 6 o'clock for 7:30. Mm-hmm.
Well, you want the people active and loose and juiced up.
That is because you got to pay everybody who works at the arena.
I got you.
More money.
Yeah, well, people are probably around the state. Like, I would have my own stuff on cooler. How about that?
No, you go down to the stadium and have bars and restaurants down there, Momo's and all those places. Yeah.
I love Momo's.
I used to go there. What's the place up the street?
It was Pedro's.
Paragon? So, no,
you got to Google it.
Nobody cares. I'll tell you, as long as everybody's liking Rob Parker, he was asked about the Dodgers. This was yesterday on the morning show. Rob Parker, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, it would be a major disappointment, and I think that they had failed when you think about having the team that won the World Series a year ago. The players that they have, I mean, I call them the new evil empire. Their payroll is $100 million more than the Yankees. But the Dodgers have spent money like it's going out of style. And when you go at the trade deadline and you get Turner and Scherzer, I mean, you're expecting to go to the World Series. I don't care what anybody says. That's supposed to put you over the top when you add an ace to your rotation and an all-star, middle infielder. Mm-hmm. How in the world are you thinking that with the team you already had that you aren't supposed to win the World Series or at least get there? So if they get knocked out by the Giants and that's it, it will be a failure for the Dodgers this year.
Failure for the Dodgers if they don't get to the World Series.
They're going to be the Tony La Russa A's. Had that great team and only won one in three chances. And this Dodger team will have failed on trying to get to the big stage, unlike the Athletics. There's a lot of meat that would be left on the bone if they don't get it done. And that payroll. I'm with Rob. The Gamote.
925 says, y'all need to check out Sauced in Walnut Creek. You know what's funny is I went to Sauced about a couple weeks ago when I was in Walnut Creek, and I was surprised, believe it or not, at the menu. Now, a place called Sauced,
beverages galore.
What kind of restaurant bar would it be?
It sounds more like a state of mind.
I
mean, I'm thinking it's got to be Italian, right?
That didn't come to my mind.
Yeah, I think of like pizza, spaghetti sauce, stuff like that. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I guess I did think liquid beverages.
Yeah, I was thinking beverages. You couldn't get a pizza there to save your life.
Wow. What'd you have?
It's a barbecue place, like brisket.
That makes sense. Barbecue sauce?
But what does sauce have to do with barbecue?
Meaning you had the experience of having the barbecue, which had sauce on it, so you then become sauced once you leave and tell people where you were at.
I just didn't think sauce.
What'd you
would
do?
Be
I got sauced. Oh, what kind of
any of it? To be honest,
and
with
I was listen. I was going to eat there, but I just wasn't in the mood for brisket. That
no, I'm with you.
So
I'm a moody eater. You know,
what does that mean?
Like, you got to be like tonight.
Like, what are you going to have tonight?
The tacos from the taco truck.
That's Rob in San Jose. What's going on, Rod? Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's good, boys? Hey, I got a prediction tonight. We're going to get out the Pedro Serrano. We're going to get Joe Boo out, a little chicken bone on the bats. Yaz is going to go 2-for-4 with a double. Chris Bryant's going to hit a Jimmy Jack, either a 2 or 3-run bomb. And I got Giants 7-2 tonight.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. 7-2.
Keep it real, Stoddy. You know what job? Major League.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't. What did he say?
Joe Boo. Come on.
Come on, you didn't see Major League?
I did. So is that when he, there was yeah. a
Pedro? Yeah, was Pedro Serrano was the character? Come
on. Okay, so he was the sacrifice guy. Sacrifice a live chicken.
Yeah. You were playing it off. I was like, come on, tap
in. And the second
that.
One, he brought in Buddha. He became a Buddhist.
So. Yeah, no, I didn't realize, what was it? Jobu.
Couldn't hit a curveball. Yeah.
Jesus, Guru, Chili's, and BJ's, you got bad taste? That's in my hometown, Nyun. And like I said, I'll take you there to propose it. You know what I mean? Come on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is it.
What are you going to do next 3 hours?
I'm going to have a cocktail, probably by myself. I've done it before. Knock off the little nerves and then get to where I'm going. I was day drinking.
What kind of cocktail?
It's been a minute. So margarita, Cadillac, match the car.
You know what's weird is, not weird, but... just out of blue, you know, mostly drink beer. We don't have a lot of
alcohol. That is so boring.
We don't have a lot of alcohol in the house. But
yeah. You got my Henny.
We had a friend come over, my buddy Dana, and he just starts talking about how, like, even if you don't like alcohol, you got to have alcohol.
Oh, no, that's real.
Next thing I know.
Gratuities.
Next thing I know, there's a $650 BevMo receipt sitting on the table.
Oh, my God. Did you...
I didn't.
Yeah, what did Susan get Susan?
Susan went out and got vodka. She got Henny.
Maybe
she
I
got
need to come on
she
make
got
a stop move. Over there.
She got
6.5.
What else is there? What's the thing everybody's drinking?
Seltzers? Now? Hard seltzer?
Not the White Claw.
We had that. No, the... gosh, what's...
Cognac.
No.
Vodka, Henny, Patron.
It's a certain kind of bourbon, I think.
Oh.
And it's in a bottle that... doesn't.
Fireball?
No. All right, let me give you some news here. Dave Roberts said the Giants have been the best team in baseball at getting matchup advantages over the course of a game. He thinks Knebel, Arias, might give the Dodgers an edge in some of those matchups. So obviously, the managers are meeting the media over at Oracle Park.
I don't like he's saying that.
Well, why else would... What? So he's supposed to say, you know what? I'm gonna start Knebel because I think it'll work against us.
I got a buddy.
I think
honestly,
it'll put
Stoney,
us more at a disadvantage.
Good friend, Dodger Pete. He ain't too fond of Robert. Robert has left a lot of chicken on the bone. And this game he's playing, I just don't like it, man. Don't lose. Don't let Knebel give up a leadoff homer or a walk too. I'm telling you.
I mean, he's doing what's best.
Jameson. That what she brought?
No, it was Hendricks. Is there a Hendricks something or other?
Liam Hendricks?
No,
closer for the White Sox.
Hendricks. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Here's where the text line. We got 2 minutes here. Text line's going to come in about 3 seconds with a yes or no on Hendricks. I think it's pretty good, if I'm not mistaken. I can't drink.
And hard. The tacos will have cheese.
I can't drink hard alcohol.
Why?
It's too. Yeah.
But it gets straight to the point. All you want to...
Yeah.
The beer gets you like you're pregnant? We're already having problems there. But, you know, I just want something in and out. You know what I mean, Tony?
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, Hendricks, gin. Hendricks,
I didn't say
gin.
Have five cocktails.
How much you got here, Spadoni?
Look at it.
We got 1 minute.
That's it?
Dude, $650, is that... The Giants could use that to celebrate.
Final predictions. What do we got?
I think I said 3-1 Giants.
I'm going. I changed it since Kathy called. 3-1 Giants.
Thought you had 2-0
Giants.
That's
what I just said. I just said 3-1 Giants.
Well, I'm getting excited. Game 1, 3, and they'll win 5. 3-1 Giants.
You don't mind flipping.
He can't
you don't
do
mind
that.
Really yeah. at that
he
moment.
Asked me. I'm like the weather.
30 seconds.
This is unheard of.
I just
you
got
you can't do that on the Price is Right.
Well.
You got to change it.
Spadoni asked, then E asked. I do miss that music. We got to come up with some
That's
games.
A bunch of crap.
Yeah. 3-1. Gigantes.
How much we got here? Change 15. After you got 15 seconds. Change it.
It's 3-1.
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
And we didn't get the lineup
God
yet.
Darn it.
I don't even. Dude, I gotta
I'll tweet
you,
out my lineup.
Leaving me with a bad taste
lineup.
In my mouth.
Hey, 345, our guy Charlie Steiner.
Wow.
Damon the real Steiner.
Dodgers Radio Network. Shout out.
It's a nice job.
Last night.
Nice job. Damon and Ratto coming up next on 95.7 The Game. Let me see if I...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.